Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. Thank you for tuning in. This is What's Your Ruth. This is my program here, there, and everywhere, where we talk about the unthinkable weird, the lunatic fringe, things that you don't want to talk about, least of all want to know. It's Tuesday morning, isn't it? 8 o'clock, August 6th. Just watched a video that was posted on YouTube on John Baptist's post. Really scary, revelating video about Nibiru and the second sun and all that coming back. And first of all, lunatic fringe, we know we're in an artificial world. If I'm the first one to let you know that, you must be sleeping. So, based on the fact that it is an artificial world, and there's only one true truth that I know of, in the book that I hold in my hand and many versions of it. And although it is spoken of the destroyer, and it is spoken of Rahab, it is spoken of, but I do indeed know that it is also said by the prophets that certain things must happen. Let me bring into remembrance to you 2 Thessalonians, let ye soon not be deceived by letter or word from us about our gathering together back with the Lord Jesus Christ. These things must happen. The greatest apostasy, and yes, the revealing of the man of sin, the man of perdition. That hasn't happened yet, I don't think. Not that I know of. And also, how about the two witnesses? Yes, the two witnesses that breathe fire. That hasn't happened yet. Haven't seen those two witnesses. No. Too many things are coming around. You know, I live in an artificial reality. My own reality is that the testimony of the word of Jesus Christ is the only truth. And anything else I hear, I have to take with a grain of salt. Because certain things are set to happen, and, you know, we got to have the Magog War, we got to have the Obadiah prophecies, we have to have the abomination of desolation sitting where he should not be. None of that's happened. So I'm not going to go buy a camper and put it in the ground. I'm just not going to do it. Although, I do know that because I believe in what the Word of God says, and that he is a truth giver, an enlightener, he provides truth, wisdom, and understanding for those who come with a contrite heart, with a forgiving heart, one that truly prays with wisdom to their great Jehovah God, that they want to be enlightened in their prayer closet. He says certain things, and he lets people know through his word what he said, what he means, and his intentions. And he says, I will bring again the captivity of Egypt, and I will cause them to return into the land of Paphos and the land of their habitation, and they shall be there a base kingdom forever, the poorest forever, happening before our eyes. It shall be the basest of all the kingdoms, neither shall it exalt itself any more above any of the nations, for I will diminish them, and they shall no more rule over any nation, says the word of God in Ezekiel 29, 2014. Yes. But he has also let us know in his word that there are other things going to happen. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also make the multitude of Egypt to cease by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the false Christ. He and his people with him. The terrible of all of the nations shall be brought to destroy this land, and they shall draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with the slain. Yes. I am the Lord, and I have spoken it. Thus saith the Lord, I will destroy all of the idols there, and I will cause all of the images to cease. There will no more be a prince in the land of Egypt. And I will put fear in Egypt. I will pour my fury upon the sin of the strength of Egypt, and I'm going to cut the multitude off. And your fortress in that day will be darkened when I shall break the yokes of Egypt, and it will come to pass. I've broken the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, I am against the Pharaoh, kings of Egypt. And I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon to break Pharaoh's arms. And then Pharaoh will groan before him with groanings of deadly wounded men. Yes, we are in the final days where the Assyrian lives. The terror of the nations. I have made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall when I cast him down to hell with them that descend into the pit. And even all the trees of Eden, and even the choicest and the best of Lebanon, that drink that water, they shall be comforted in neither parts of the earth when they go down into hell with him. Unto them that be slain with the sword, and they that were his arm that dwell under his shadow in the midst of all of the heathen, I will make many people amazed at thee, and their kings shall be horribly afraid for thee, when I shall brandish my sword before them, and they shall tremble at every moment and every man for his own life in the day that thy falls. Yes. I'm going to read an excerpt here, give acknowledgement to an honorable author. And the author of this book is San Garcia, Sons of God, who we are and why we are here. I'm going to reference page 197. It's also contained in the Book of Jubilees, which you can find on the internet also. If you have this book handy, it's probably quicker. And thou knowest how thy watchers, the fathers of these spirits, acted in my day. And as for these spirits which are living, imprison them, hold fast in the place of their condemnation, and let them not bring destruction on the sons of thy servant, my God. For these are malignant and six created in order to destroy. And he said, let the tenth part of them remain before him. And let nine parts descend in the places of condemnation. And one of us, he commanded that we should teach Noah all of their medicines, for he knew that they would not walk in uprightness, nor strive in uprightness and righteousness. And we did according to all his words. All the malignant evil ones were bound in the place of condemnation, and a tenth part of them were left that they might be subject before Satan on the earth. What time do we think that is? Say tree generation. Does the Father Creator God ever whisper in your ear, lay heavy burdens on your heart? Does he tell you things to tell people that you don't want to tell them? Things you don't want to say? Holy gee, why, I know he does me. Would you like to talk about it? You can give me a guess. Call in. My number is 347-945-5170. Let's talk on the radio here. Talk about your supernatural, unthinkable, lunatic fringe experience. Comfort my people, says God. Comfort them. And speak tenderly to them. Tell them that all their sad days are going to be gone on the day that their sins are pardoned. And can you tell them that they will have as many blessings twice as much as before the punishment? Make a road for the Lord through the wilderness, and make him a straight, smooth road. The glory of the Lord will be seen by all of mankind together, because the Lord spoke it. The Lord has said that man is like grass that dies away, and all his beauty is like a flower that fades away and dies. And he has said, so it shall be with the fragility of man. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of God stands forever. No one can advise the Spirit of the Lord or his teacher, be his teacher, or give him a counsel. He has said that he will feed his flock exactly like a shepherd does. And he, in the day of terror, will carry his lambs in his arms and gently lead the ewes with the young. He holds the oceans in his hands and measures off the heavens. What ruler does this? Who else knows the weight of the earth and weighs the mountains and weighs the hills? How can we describe God? With what are we going to compare him? He gives power to the tired and to the worn out. He renews and strengthens the weak. Even the youth will be exhausted. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. who has done such mighty deeds, directing the affairs of the generations of mankind. It is I, the Lord, the Father, and I alone am he. Fear not, for I am with you, and do not be dismayed. I am your God, and I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. I will be victorious, and you will be victorious in my right hand. I'm holding you by my right hand, and I, the Lord your God, am saying to you, do not bother to be afraid. Let them try to tell us, but I will uphold my chosen ones in whom I delight. And I have put my spirits upon them. And I will reveal my justice to the nations. I will encourage the faint-hearted and those who are tempted to be in despair. I, the Lord, have caused you to demonstrate my righteousness. I will guard and support you. I have given you to my people as the personal confirmation of my covenant with them. You shall be a light to guide the nations onto me. And when you go through trouble, and when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, your Savior, the Holy One out of Israel. Yes, others died so that you might live. I'm going to do a brand new thing. And see, don't you see that I've already begun? Don't you see how I'm going to make a road through the wilderness of the world for my people? A road through the wilderness for my people to go home? I will create rivers for them in this desert. Yes. Bring to me a sweet-smelling incense. Present me a holy one. Don't weary me. I have forgotten all of your faults. I alone am he who blots away your sins for my own sake. And I will never remember them again. I have put them as far as the east is from the west. Listen to me, my chosen ones. I made you, and I will help you. Don't be afraid. You shall thrive like watered grass, like willows on a riverbank. Don't be afraid. Haven't I proclaimed from ages past that I would save you? Don't be afraid. You are my witnesses. Is there any other God? No. There is no other God that I know about. There is no other rock. I have chosen you. I have blotted out your sins and they are gone like morning mist at noon. Return to me, for I have paid the price to set you free. I have sown for myself, and I will never go back on my word, for it is true. That every knee in all of the world shall bow to me, and every tongue shall swear allegiance to my name. For I, Jehovah, am God. I am God. There is no other God. I will strengthen you. I will send you out in victory, even though you don't know me, I will. And all of the world, from the east to the west, will know there is no other God, because I am Jehovah God. And there is no one else. I am alone the God. I form the light. I make the dark. I send good times and I send bad times. I alone am Jehovah God, and I do these things. I have created the heavens and the earth. And I am the one who puts everything in place. And I am the world. I made the world to be lived in. I did not make it to be an empty chaos. I am God. I am the only God. I am Jehovah God. I speak the only truth, and I am righteousness. And I will gather together my nation. And there will be no other God before me. There will be a just and honorable Savior. And no, let no one else, let no world look to anyone but me for salvation. For I am God and there is no other. And I have sworn by myself, and I will never go back, that every knee in the entire world will bow to me, and every tongue shall swear allegiance to me, because I am Jehovah. I have created you, and I have cared for you since the day you were born. And I will be your God through all of your lifetime, yes, even when your hair is white with age, because I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and I will be your Savior. With what in all of heaven and earth do I compare to? No, oh, even the braggings of humans, even the greatest of the world, you say I am God. You will never be God. Despite all of your witchcraft and all of your magic, you feel so secure in your wickedness and your witchcraft, and you cause so many to turn away from me, and you claim yourself to be Jehovah. Well, that's why I told you ahead of time what I was going to do to you, so that you could forever say, my idol did this and my idol did that. My carved idol, it did it, and it made it happen. For my own sake, I make it so. I will save my people for my own sake. Yes, for my own sake, I will save you from my anger. I will not destroy you. Lest the heathen say that their gods have conquered me. Hear ye, watchers on the wall, proclaim the day. Listen to me, my people, my chosen ones. I am alone God. I am the first. I am the last. It was my hand that laid the foundations of the earth. It was my hand. So that you could clearly understand. Listen, come closer and listen. I've always told you plainly what would happen so that you could clearly understand. And now the Lord God and His Spirit have sent me with this message. The Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, says, I am the Lord your God who punishes you for your own good and leads you along the paths that you should follow. Listen to me, all of you in far-off lands. The Lord God has called me before my birth. He has called me. God will make my words of judgment sharp as swords. He has hidden me in the shadow of His hand, and I am like a sharp arrow in His quiver. He has said to me, you shall do more than restore. I will make you a light, that you will bring salvation to all of those who hear. The Lord has chosen you. The Lord has chosen you. And your request has come at a favorable time. He's going to keep all from premature harm. And because the Lord God helps me, He helps you, I will not be dismayed, therefore. I have set my face like a flint to do His will, and I know that I will triumph, and the Lord will bless Israel again, and the Lord will give her deserts to blossom, and her wilderness will become a beautiful garden, just like the Garden of Eden. Mercy and justice are coming soon, and salvation is on his way. And he who gives justice is near. Who will dare to fight? Where are his enemies when he appears? The Lord God said, he is with me. And who shall declare me guilty if he has forgiven me? All my enemies shall be destroyed like old clothes eaten up by moths. Even I, he said, he who comforts you. Even I give you all of this joy today. So what right do you have to fear mere mortal men? What right do you have to fear those who wither just like the grass and then they disappear? You have no fear of God, your maker. Have you forgotten him? The one who spread the stars throughout the skies? The one who made the earth? The one who led you out of the bonds of slavery? No. You're the holy people of the Lord. Purify yourselves, all of you, who are carried home the vessels of the Lord. You shall not leave in haste, running for your lives. Thus saith the Lord. I will go ahead of you, he said. The Lord of Israel will protect you from behind. My servant shall prosper. He shall be highly exalted. Thus saith the Lord, your creator God, your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name. He is your redeemer. He is the Holy One of Israel. He is God of all the earth. He has called you back from your grief, a young wife abandoned by her husband, but for a brief moment. For the mountains may depart and the hills may disappear, but my kindness shall not ever leave you. My promise of peace for you will never be broken, said the Lord, who has mercy upon it. So on this word, I send it out, and it will always produce fruit. It will always produce what I want it to, and it will always prosper everywhere I send it. Don't believe man. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call upon him while he is near. Let men cast off their wicked deeds. Let them banish from their minds the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord while he may still have mercy on them. These are not my thoughts. These are the thoughts of the God and the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of the just righteousness. For his thoughts are as the heavens. They are higher than the earth, and so are his ways, higher than ours. Be just and fair in all of you, what you do, said the Lord. Do what's right and do what's good. For I am coming soon to rescue you. Blessed is the man who refuses to do work on my Sabbath day, but honors them. God bless you. Hope to see you tomorrow.